At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We are really excited to be joined by our next guest. State Representative Dan Hawkins is set to join us on the show. He is the Kansas Speaker of the House. Let's head to the phone lines right now and be joined by him right now. Dan, really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. It's the first time for me to be on your show, so it's really an honor.
Absolutely. We appreciate you making time. Let's just start with this for people who might not be familiar with your role in all of this. I guess let's start with, what is your role in all of this?
In the royals and the chiefs, or in the legislature?
Yes, in regards to trying to get the royals and the chiefs to move to Kansas.
Yeah, so it's actually a whole part of our Commerce Department, and in the legislature, we certainly have a Commerce Committee, and our job is to try to bring as much business as we can to Kansas. And certainly last year, it became evident that the Royals and the Chiefs were both looking, and that there was certainly a possibility that if things didn't go right, that they could leave the Kansas City area. And so our mission has always been able to give them another option to where we keep both teams in the Kansas City area. If they stay on the Missouri side, that's great. They're not leaving. But if things don't work out, and it doesn't appear that they are working out very well on the Missouri side, we certainly want to do everything we can. And so last year, we have a deal called Star Bonds, and we use those on various things. And probably the most high-profile thing was the Speedway many years ago. That's actually where Star Bonds were developed. And basically the idea behind that is to set up a Star Bond district where there's really nothing there, bring business in there, bring a development around that business, and then use the sales tax from that to pay the Star Bonds. And so we just took our Star Bond and applied it to two major league sports teams and basically gave them a tool, gave our Commerce Department a tool to be able to negotiate with those teams to bring them to Kansas using the Star Bonds as that tool. So our job as a part of that was certainly to pass the legislation to make it happen, which we did last year. And then secondly, the Legislative Coordinating Council, we call it the LCC, is the part of the legislature that operates during the time when the legislature isn't in session. It's made up of both House and Senate members, the four leaders on the House side and the four leaders on the Senate side. And ultimately, if they bring us a proposal from those teams, we will evaluate that and decide, you know, if it's good for Kansas. And if it's good for Kansas and the teams, we hope it works out very well.
You mentioned it just a little bit there. Why do you feel like Missouri is having such a tough time? Because my perception of this is everything in Kansas seems to be very organized. You have been in the middle of all of this. You guys seem to be on one accord and have a very solid plan in trying to lure the teams away. That is not how it appears to be on the other side. What is your perception about what is happening in Missouri and why they're having such a tough time?
Well, I think number one, certainly Jackson County, and I'm not, I live in Wichita, so I don't know that much about the Kansas City metro area, but it appears that Jackson County as a governmental unit has had a very difficult time to be able to support them. So that hurts them. And then certainly the legislature, you know, the Senate and the House are seem to be in a different place. You know, the House passed the legislation and the Senate locked up and didn't get it done. You know, the Senate's had a tough time the last several years. It kind of appeared this year that things were different and that they were probably going to get some things done, but it didn't end up like that. So, you know, the House and the Senate and the Kansas legislature works very well together, and we're all very much in sync when it comes to economic development. And no matter what anybody says, the Chiefs and the Royals is a business. It's big business. And Kansas is open for business, and we want those businesses to come to Kansas.
Right now, we're talking to Dan Hawkins. He is the Speaker of the House in the state of Kansas, talking about the pursuit for Kansas to try to have the Chiefs and the Royals. Dan, as much as you can tell us, how are the conversations going between the state of Kansas and the Chiefs and the Royals?
Well, I think number one, we're kind of coming down to the end, so things are moving along pretty fast. You know, it kind of started off a little slow. It seemed like when it started off that the Royals were certainly moving in the right direction, and we didn't hear a whole lot from the Chiefs. And so I really anticipate hearing something on the Royals very soon. Now, in the last 3 months, 4 months, the Chiefs has picked up their pace, and I know they've been in discussion, in many, many rounds of discussion with the Commerce Department. As far as knowing exactly where they're at, we don't. And there's a reason for that. Everything has to be kind of kept private until such time as they can come out with a good proposal. But we expect that to happen. We have about 6 weeks left before the end of that time for the star bonds to be used. And we really expect to get one or possibly even two proposals in. And we're going to evaluate them, and hopefully we're going to get them done and across the line.
Dan, you say moving quickly. Are you close, or at least anticipating that we are close to an announcement? When you say moving fast and getting close to it, what are we getting close to?
Well, I think we're getting close to the Commerce Department finishing their work on receiving the proposal from a team, evaluating that, countering with whatever kind of counter there is, and then putting it in written format and bringing it to the LCC. That's what I say is, I think that the Commerce Department is getting close to being able to bring a proposal to the Legislative Coordinating Council for us to evaluate. And I feel that. I just feel the urgency out there. The things are moving. I hear about it. I don't hear individual details. I just know things are moving along pretty quick. And I think we'll probably have something here in the next 2 weeks or so.
Dan, do you get a sense that Kansas is interested in both teams? Are they interested in just one of the two teams? And I guess as a secondary question, can Kansas, from a financial standpoint, support building a new stadium for two professional teams simultaneously?
Well, first off, you have to realize that Kansas is not building the stadiums. The Starbond District, where it's located, is going to support the stadium. So all we're doing is providing the tool. So Star Bonds is simply a bond that is sold to investors, and that money coming from the investors will actually be what pays for building a stadium. And then the sales tax developed in that Star Bond district, however big that is, as businesses come into that sales tax will be dedicated to paying those Star Bonds. So Kansas itself is not building a stadium. We have no desire to own a stadium or build a stadium. We are just giving them the tool to make it happen. Does that make sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense here. So essentially to me, and I'm coming at it, I'm learning as we're having this conversation, it seems like it is just a major tax incentive that you are proposing to move over there, and you were going to give them the tools to then do what they want with the money. That's how it sounds to me.
Yeah, actually, let's just say we've got 1,000 acres sitting out there that's undeveloped. There's nothing being produced on that. There's no taxes coming off of it. There's nothing. A stadium's built on that. and I'm just grabbing that 1,000 acres. I don't know how much ground they'll have. It's probably not 1,000 acres, maybe only 100 acres. But a stadium will be built on that, and then a whole development around that stadium with shops and restaurants and hotels and all kinds of businesses that produce sales tax. So it's money we didn't have. The district is being built up, and the sales tax that is produced inside that district is used to pay those star bonds off over a 30-year period. And so it's truly probably one of the best ways to bring business into our state when it comes to this type of a business. The reason why it works so well with the Speedway, the Kansas Speedway was one of the first star bond projects that was ever done. It was about $300 million, I believe, at the time, and it paid off 7 years early. We expect something like this to operate much the same way. They'll probably pay it off early because of the amount of sales tax that's generated in that area. And it's sales tax that we never did have anyway. So in the end, it not only pays off that, but it provides a lot of income for the state, a lot of revenue for the state.
Right now, we're talking to State Rep Dan Hawkins. He's the Speaker of the House. Learning more about the process to try to get the teams moved over to the Kansas side. Dan, are you optimistic about the possibility of having the Chiefs or the Royals in Kansas?
I am. I would say the chance of us getting one is very good. The chance of getting both of them is probably a little bit slimmer. But it could happen. We could have both of them on the Kansas side, in the next few years. So, yeah, I think there's a really good chance that we get one. And quite frankly, I hope we get both.
Which team do you feel more optimistic about, the Chiefs or the Royals?
Well, I would say 4 months ago, I felt like the Royals were probably the best chance. And I still think they are, but the Chiefs are coming on strong. And based on some of the things that I know is that some of the talks that I know are happening out there, I think we got a really good chance of getting both of them.
Dan, do you have any idea what potentially changed with the Royals? Why 4 months ago you were very optimistic about it, and what could have changed in the last 120 days that's kind of moved that optimism?
Well, I think having the Super Bowl over probably gave them more time to work on it. I think they were working all that time, through the fall and into the winter, trying to win a Super Bowl, and they were focused on that. Once that ended, I think it gave them time to really start looking at this, and it's moved a lot faster since the Super Bowl is over.
We've heard a lot of, I guess, rumors about where a potential stadium could be. Do you have a general idea where if the Chiefs moved to Kansas, the stadium would be here? If the Royals moved to Kansas, we've heard multiple options thrown out there. Do you have a good idea of where these stadiums could potentially land?
I would tell you I know exactly what you know when it comes to that, because all of that information I get out of the press just like you do. The Commerce Department cannot really give us any information until such time as they bring a proposal. So I know you guys have heard of the Asperia campus. We've heard of it also. I know you've heard of, out west of the Speedway for the Chiefs. We've heard about that also. So pretty much all of our information when it comes to locations is just what we get from the press.
It sounds to me, Dan, like you guys have put a very strong proposal together and plans to try to lure the teams over there. When you look at it through that lens, do you think Missouri can match what you guys have put together to try to entice the teams to move over there?
Well, I think it's going to be difficult for them because that star bond is a really strong tool to use, whereas I think the state of Missouri has to just write funds out of their treasury, and that's going to be tough. That's going to be tough for them to put a lot out there. Certainly Jackson County not being able to pass a sales tax hurt them. So I actually think we're probably, I think we're in the driver's seat on this deal. It wouldn't surprise me if we get both of them. I think it's also difficult that they couldn't pass something during the legislative session. If they would have passed something during the legislative session, it may have changed certainly the direction of things. I know the governor of of Missouri has talked about calling a special session in June. And my thought is, I've been in the legislature for 13 years. What's going to change during a special session that didn't happen during the regular session? So if they had a hard time doing it in a regular session, they're going to call a special session and do it in a day or two or three, whatever that is. I doubt that that's probably going to change things a whole lot for them.
There is a star bond deadline in Kansas on June 30th. Are you guys looking at that as a hard deadline where the teams need to make a decision by then? Is it fluid where you're willing to push that back to a time in July or August if information changes?
I would say right now my position is it's a hard deadline. And I don't know what would be out there to change it. I think we have enough time. I believe we have enough time between now and the deadline to get things done. And I expect both teams to come with a proposal before the deadline.
That is Dan Hawkins joining us on the show today. He is the state rep for the state of Kansas. He is the Speaker of the House, and you just heard him. He sounds very optimistic about at least one of the two teams crossing state line and being in the state of Kansas. Dan, we certainly look forward to having you back in the future if information changes about this topic. Really appreciate your time today. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. That is state rep Dan Hawkins joining us on the show today. And you heard what he had to say. Rob, you are a born and bred Kansas native through and through. How do you feel based on what you just heard?
I feel better. I feel, as a Kansan who wants or believes one, if not both, the teams is coming over, I think, now I'm hearing it with the potential that it's through my Kansas lens, but that sounds like if he says we're in the driver's seat and he's really confident one is coming over and feels pretty good both are coming over, that's someone who he might not be in the negotiations day in, day out with the Commerce Committee or Department, excuse me, but he is far closer to it than you, I, the text line, anyone, and he had a very noticeable confidence. When you compare, we had the mayor on last week. And the mayor was voicing some frustration about...
He sounded confident about one of the two teams.
Correct.
The mayor did, not the other team.
The mayor was more confident about the Royals.
Yes,
he used the Royals by name. Dan Hawkins is confident that they are getting one and still has a confidence they can get a second. So his confidence inspired my confidence. It sounds like Kansas is going to get a team. Whether it's the Chiefs or Royals, I don't know.
This is the only thing I would push back on of the whole thing, based on everything he said. I would agree with him at the core. They are at the driver's seat. They have a plan in place, right? So by that little tidbit, which is a pretty big tidbit, they have a plan in place. If you go to the Chiefs or the Royals and tell them, we want you to build your stadium over here, here is our financial plan of how we are going to help you pay for it. He explained it. Hey, we want you guys to build over here. We're going to give you some tax breaks here. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. Look, we don't want to own the stadium. We're cool with not owning it. We're going to help you with some tax breaks and some incentives to go out there. And look, we have a proven track record of what happened with the NASCAR Speedway. And we think we can do something very similar for you guys. That makes a lot of sense to me. I think what is very interesting and what I would hold out on, and when he said there's a hard deadline, I don't know if Kansas is in a position, especially as the contender. They are not the champion. You don't have the teams. You are the contender. I don't know if you can have a hard deadline and tell the Royals and the Chiefs either take it or leave it. We need to have your deal in place by June 30th, where I think it is in the best interest of both teams to let's see what Missouri can do, let's see what Missouri can put together, and then we can compare and contrast. I would be surprised if either team is going to make a decision before we know entirely the full scope of the information. I don't know what's going to happen with Missouri. Now, maybe Missouri once again fumbles this special meeting that they're going to come together and try to do it. What if they don't fumble it, though? Hey, we put together a pretty incisive package, and we think we should stay based on X, Y, and Z. I agree. I think Kansas is in the driver's seat. I think we got to see more of the picture, at least from the Missouri side. And tomorrow, we got a Missouri rep on to ask a lot of these same questions to. We got to see how Missouri is going to finish this thing out. Because right now, there's no question. They're down in this. They're absolutely down.
I would also say, and now, this is where I'm going to agree with you 100%. We don't know what the Missouri offer is, but a person who is in the legislature, albeit a different state, is in the legislature and has been in the legislature for 13 years, what he said. He said, "What happened? Nothing happens in these special sessions, because if you couldn't get something done in the regular session, why does three bonus days in June change it?" Now, deadlines make deals. Maybe that's the thing. But I think one of the reasons Kansas is keeping their hard deadline is, let's say Mike Kehoe from Missouri calls a special session on June 11th and it ends and Missouri doesn't get something done again. Then why is Kansas going to change its deadline? We can sit and wait because our deadline is now what gets deals done, because there is no viable other offer. That's what I believe his confidence comes from. Now, you're right. Missouri could figure it out and now make Kansas changes their hard deadline. The variables all change. But as of now, their session is over in Missouri and they got nothing done at the state level.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, LOL, if you are offering someone $1.5 billion, you absolutely can afford to put a deadline on it. You're trying to entice the teams. You're trying to pull Blake Lively. You don't have an NFL team. You don't have a Major League Baseball team. So if we think that Kansas is now going to bully and strong arm the National Football League, especially when you could just simply move the date, that's all that would happen here. Let's say that this Missouri thing gets done. Let's just pick a random time, June 25th. And you're Kansas, and you're the Chiefs, and you say, "Hey, we're interested in your offer. We need some time to really go through this. We want you to extend the deadline and move it to July 31st. Kansas will absolutely do it. They're trying to get an NFL team. You are not bullying and strong-arming the Kansas City Chiefs into, "Hey, we need your answer by June 30th or we're moving on." Moving on to what? What are you moving on to? A brand new great mall of the Great Plains? What are you moving on to in this scenario? You ain't moving. So I don't know if Kansas is in a position where you can try to strong arm and say, "Hey, we need a deadline. Hey, June 30th is the last time we can give you this money." I don't know if that's a good point. Someone said Blake Lively ain't the best comparison. I don't care what off the court issues she got. She's still Blake Lively. I don't care what's going on in Blake Lively's personal life. Have you seen that woman? Hey, we'll make it work, Blake. I'm willing to be very understanding with everything you got going on right now. That's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. I'm willing to be very, very understanding with whatever you got on and take all the time you need to figure out your issues. And trust me, I will still be here to make it work at the end of this. We can take you guys' phone call on this, 913-586-7965. Someone asked, "CDOT, can you guys work on getting Denny Hoskins on the show and ask him about sports betting?" I mean, there ain't nothing to talk about anymore. They've already locked in a date. The date for sports gambling is December 1st. That's it. It's December 1st.
It's the last possible date, but it's the date.
Yeah, it's December 1st. Someone said, "How about some weather updates?" You know what? We'll get you one next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Yo, she went B-Rabbit. She went acapella. She was giving the weather no audio, no music. Just, hey, here's the situation. It ain't looking good outside. I don't know what else to tell you. It's not looking good. We might have to call up Joe Lurie or somebody had to call into the show. Goodness gracious, it looked bad outside today. So we just had on Dan Hawkins. He is the state rep for Kansas. He is the Speaker of the House. He expects a deal soon on the Kansas side for both of the teams.
I think, number one, we're kind of coming down to the end, so things are moving along pretty fast. You know, it kind of started off a little slow. It seemed like when it started off that the Royals were certainly moving in the right direction, and we didn't hear a whole lot from the Chiefs. And so I really anticipate hearing something on the Royals very soon. Now, in the last 3 months, 4 months, the Chiefs has picked up their pace, and I know they've been in discussion, in many, many rounds of discussion with the Commerce Department. As far as knowing exactly where they're at, we don't. And there's a reason for that. Everything has to be kind of kept private until such time as they can come out with a good proposal. But we expect that to happen. We have about 6 weeks left before the end of that time for the star bonds to be used. And we really expect to get one or possibly even two proposals in. And we're going to evaluate them, and hopefully we're going to get them done and across the line.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, it sounds like you're worried. I can hear your Missouri bias. I mean, I think I've been pretty consistent with this. I do not think that New Arrowhead is going to be in Missouri. I think that New Arrowhead is going to be out in the Legends. If you listen to what he just said and the deal that they have proposed, if the Chiefs have visions of an entertainment district around their football stadium, there's only one place in our metro that gives that to them. Mark Donovan, about a year ago now, said they do not see the Truman Sports Complex as a viable place to build an entertainment district. I believe them. They've never built an entertainment district out there, and they've been out there since 1972. Whatever studies that they do, and we're talking about a billion-dollar company, a multi-billion-dollar company, they don't want to put hotels out there. They don't want to put restaurants out there. So if that's the vision that the Chiefs have, and I believe it's the vision that they have, then I think that they're moving to Kansas. I'll be fine. I mean, some of you have lived your entire life in a county that doesn't have an NFL team. You manage just fine. I mean, I can still talk about them, right? I still can drive over there. It ain't that far from where I live. So I'm not worried about where the Chiefs are potentially going to be playing at. I still also believe that the Royals are going to be in downtown Kansas City. I don't think that they've ever really moved from that. I think what the Royals want and what the Chiefs want are two different things. I think what the Royals want to be is in a central location that has walk-up crowds and apartments right next to it. And I think they want all of the benefits of a downtown stadium. Obviously, the Chiefs don't want that. The Chiefs want space. I think the Chiefs want to create hotels and create an infrastructure in place. I don't think that's where they are. Now, maybe the Chiefs in the end will just decide to renovate the stadium that they have and put more money into it. But ultimately, I think they're going to be on the other side. I was just simply pointing at one thing that they said, and we'll take this phone call. I just don't believe them when they say that they're not moving the deadline. Here is what Dan Hawkins had to say about right now. There is a star bond deadline. So according to him, the Royals and the Chiefs need to agree by June 30th on whether or not they want to accept this deal or not. Here's what he said.
I would say right now my position is it's a hard deadline. And I don't know what would be out there to change it. I think we have enough time. I believe we have enough time between now and the deadline to get things done. And I expect both teams to come with a proposal before the deadline.
The only thing I've pushed back on, and we can take this phone call. Andy, I promise you we'll take your phone call, is, do you guys want to know how much the Hunt family is worth? Rob, take a guess. Not Clark. I mean their family as a whole. How much do you think their family's worth?
I think I saw this recently. It's like $4 billion, I think.
Their family as a whole on Forbes is worth $24.8 billion. $24.8 billion as a family. They don't need our help to build their stadium. I mean, they want our help to build our stadium. But trust me, if Kansas is like, no, we're cool, they'll be fine. They'll be fine. So I just don't believe that Kansas as a state is coming in with some, hey, you better make a decision right now or we're done with you. You want them. You're the challenger. You don't have the teams. Missouri has the teams. They've been over here since they moved from Dallas. So I just don't think you can go in with the hardline deadline, not when the other side is worth $24.8 billion. And you are trying desperately to attract them. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to do this. This is what they'll put on your tombstone. You helped the Royals or the Chiefs move from Jackson County to Johnson or Wyandotte County. There is no hard deadline. It is you let us know what you want to do. You are not passing on the opportunity right now to have a business that moves into your state or your community that right now, if Clark and his family decided to sell the Chiefs, they would get at least $10 billion for it. You are not telling them when they need to make a decision by. They'll tell you when they're ready to make a decision. That was the only point I was making. Let's hear what Andy has to say on this. Hey, Andy, man, how you doing, man? Hopefully you're safe or wherever you are.
I know. I was thinking the same thing about you. Hopefully you guys got a good place to go.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that.
Yes. I was just wondering. I don't feel like Missouri is really, I don't know. I don't really see a sense of urgency from them for keeping the teams. And I was just like, you know, I don't know if there's something I'm missing on how much money the teams actually provide, but I feel like it would be a pretty big hit on Missouri's revenue losing both teams, let alone just one. And I just don't see how there's going to be a resolution considering what Kansas is offering.
Andy, man, I appreciate the phone call. And I mean, I agree with you in a lot of ways. It doesn't make any sense to me how Kansas has had this plan in place for over a year. This is not our first time hearing about these star bonds. Basically, since the vote failed last April in Kansas City, they have had this plan in place. This is how we plan on funding your stadium. This is how we plan on it, funding your stadium. And Missouri still doesn't have their plan together? Rob, what's their plan right now? Let's say that the Chiefs say, all right, you know what? We're done talking to Kansas. We want to stay. What's the plan right now from the state of Missouri to either fund a renovation of the current football stadium or build them a world-class football facility? What's their plan to pay for? Because I don't know what it is right now.
I don't believe they have even the semblance of a plan. I guess if you wanted to be optimistic, and we'll be optimistic here for Missouri, what they just got passed in the Missouri State House of Representatives that failed in the Senate, I guess that's the closest thing we've seen to a plan, which is help pay for 50% of renovations to Arrowhead. That's the closest thing we've seen to a plan since the 3/8 cents of a sales tax failed. That's the closest.
So we'll see what happens. I will say the confidence that Kansas speaks with and the plan that they have, when you listen to it, it's like, that's not a bad plan. The way that he described how they would fund the stadium, what the benefits would be from taking the star bonds, you're kind of like, that's actually a pretty good deal. I see how that deal is pretty enticing, especially when everybody on one side seems to be on one accord and pushing in the same direction. And Missouri, I mean, all they've done is fumble this. Every single chance that they have been given to get their ducks in a row to help pay for the stadium, they have failed. Now, some of that has been the teams. I don't think the teams put a good plan on the initiative and on the ballot for us a year ago, but every plan that they have come up with has been a very bad plan or something that feels rushed and haphazard. That is not the plan that sounds like on Kansas. It seems like, hey, we got a really good idea. We've already seen this work before. The same way that we funded Kansas Speedway, we are going to fund whatever you want to do the exact same way. The exact same way. Look at what happened. For those of you that have lived in this area for a long time, it was nothing over there. Overnight, boom, amusement park pops up. Boom, Great Wolf Lodge pops up. Boom, Nebraska Furniture Mart pops up. Soccer stadium popped up. They did all these things in like a decade. We can do this exact same thing for you. That's it. They can do this exact same thing for you if you just simply accept their deal. It does sound like a very good deal. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the Royals. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine, just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Rob, I was surfing the internet and there was a question that someone posed. What is something that costs less than $250 that you think could change someone's life? I think the answer is very, very obvious. Number one, an air fryer. For those of you that have an air fryer, you certainly know the incredible power that having an air fryer can bring. I got one during COVID times, and I got a chance to see in full force the true power of an air fryer. So I put that on the list. I also think, now I was kind of hesitant because I was like, oh, it's not that big of a difference. Wireless headphones. Wireless headphones are a really, really good invention. I just can't explain it. It's easy. I don't know, not having the wire and the freedom of movement that it gives you whenever you use them. For those of you that run, I always use them on the plane. Wireless headphones, a good pair. I also think that's another thing that's cheaper than $250. You obviously can get some more expensive than that, but you can find a good pair for around $100. Also something that could change your life.
And the air fryer is a really good answer. We have an air fryer, although it's one of those like 3-in-1s. Like it's like an Instapot, Crock-Pot, and air fryer. So it's not as good as a pure air fryer. Man, when you said that, I was trying to think because like phones are too expensive. I love my iWatch. It's too expensive to hit that threshold. Like most things cross that number. Air fryer is a really, really good answer. I also love my AirPods, but that it makes a lot of sense. I do think the answer is probably an air fryer or some sort of kitchen utensil. Like, I got a Dutch oven recently. That's also a game changer when it comes to cooking.
So we just saw a couple of contracts get signed in the National Football League. San Francisco, they have been very busy. They just signed George Kittle to a 4-year, $76.4 million deal. You guys know that Brock Purdy signed a 5-year, $265 million deal. And Fred Warner, they're very talented. I believe he's going to the Hall of Fame. I have to look at his numbers, but I think that Fred Warner eventually goes to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He just signed a 3-year, $63 million deal. So again, moving the market when it comes to inside linebackers. He's one of the best inside linebackers in the history of the National Football League. Here is our guy, Sam Munson of the 33rd team. He thinks it was good business to sign Brock Purdy to this deal.
Overall, I think my initial reaction is that's less than I expected the contract to be. So I think that's a good deal from San Francisco's perspective. And I believe the leak or the kind of the announcement, it came from the agent side of it. Like it wasn't, the team didn't put this out. This had come from, here's the agent saying the deal's done type of deal. I think the 49ers have done a good job here. Look, we can debate and we will continue to debate just how good Brock Purdy is, but clearly they were going to extend him. Like, I don't think they were ever reaching a point where the downturn in play last year, like we never reached a point where they were like, you know what, let's go in a different direction. Let's move on from Brock Purdy. He's in that Dak Prescott category of, you know, could you upgrade upon him? Absolutely. Is it a good chance that you're able to do that if you decide, no, here's what you're worth, we're going in a different direction if you want more than that? Not really.
So that was Sam Munson of the 33rd team talking about the deal that Brock Purdy just signed, 5 years, $265 million. That is not the only news that came across. We saw Nick Sirianni. He reached a contract extension, certainly well-deserved. They just won the Super Bowl. They've been to the Super Bowl in, three or four seasons. So Nick Sirianni was certainly worthy of a contract extension. Let me ask you this question. Who do you think has done more for themselves after winning the Super Bowl? Do you think it's Jalen Hurts or Nick Sirianni? Because I would say in some regards, both of them are a little bit underappreciated. Hurts doesn't get all of the credit. Look at Saquon Barkley. Look at the offensive line. Look at all the other things. You're a caretaker kind of quarterback. One thing that I learned and picked up on as we were preparing for the Super Bowl is people just don't like Nick Sirianni. Now, it doesn't matter if I like him. Doesn't matter if you like him. The only thing that matters is do those guys in that locker room. And it certainly was contentious. He had his issues with A.J. Brown. There was the big story about his relationship with Jalen Hurts. I think it felt like he was on the hot seat coming into the season. But they certainly have been able to figure things out and obviously work in one direction and on one accord and find themselves as Super Bowl champions. Who do you think has done more for themselves after winning the Super Bowl or their perception has changed the most? Do you think it's the coach or the quarterback?
I think it's the coach because there have been a lot of coaches in NFL history who have gone to one Super Bowl and lost. We can probably, if we really sat down and thought about, all right, who are guys that went to one and lost? It's not exactly murderer's row. It's not exactly, oh, these are surefire Hall of Fame guys. Like Jim Fossil went to a Super Bowl and lost. Just because you go to a singular Super Bowl and then lose it doesn't mean you are destined for greatness as an NFL head coach. We can think of other examples of guys who went to one and fell short. But to go to a second one is in and of itself an accomplishment. And then to win one really changes the way people perceive your career. It's Nick Sirianni to me because he went from hated, oh, he got lucky to get in that one time. He had the rookie deal with his quarterback. Everything just worked out just right. He inherited a veteran team. And he lost because he's just not a good enough coach to suddenly, oh, he's been to two. He's won one. He's in now a little more of a different category. There's a little bit more rarefied air that he plays in. So I think the answer is Sirianni doing more for his image post-Super Bowl than Jalen. But it's like close, but I lean Sirianni.
Yeah, I think that Nick Sirianni deserves a lot more credit than he has got. Now, I am not comparing him to Andy Reid. This is simply a reference point. But did you know that Nick Sirianni is now the same age that Andy Reid was in his third season as a head coach? Now, obviously, we have seen a lot more years. I mean, Andy Reid is now entering his 27th year as a head coach. It took him a while. I mean, he didn't win the NFC until 2004, so he was 46 by the time that Andy Reid won the NFC. Andy Reid didn't win a Super Bowl until he was 61 years old. Nick Sirianni won the Super Bowl at 42, or 43, excuse me. He doesn't turn 44 until June 15th. So he won his first Super Bowl at 43. He's already been to two so far in his career. There maybe is a chance, and I know people maybe don't want to have the conversation. It might be possible that Nick Sirianni is just a really, really good head coach. It's possible, right? It has to be. I'm looking at his win percentage. Among coaches who have coached at least 50 games, he is fifth. These are the guys ahead of him all time in win percentage. Guy Chamberlain, don't know who he is, Wilt's uncle, John Madden, Vince Lombardi, George Allen, and Nick Sirianni. Now, I don't think that Nick Sirianni is one of the five greatest coaches, but the way that we talk about Sean McVay, the way that we talk about Shanahan, why do we not talk about Nick Sirianni that way? Because he has done as much as Sean McVay has done. He has done more than what Kyle Shanahan has done in his career. You go to two Super Bowls and you win one of them in pretty resounding fashion, the way that he did last year. Maybe, just maybe, we got to give Nick Sirianni a little bit of credit and just look at him as one of the better coaches in the National Football League. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to talking about the Kansas City Royals. They lost a series this weekend to the St. Louis Cardinals, but you know what? It was still a great time out at the ballpark. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up. going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.